Wake Up Call continues now. Continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Tuesday. Wake Up Call, SB Nation Radio. All right, let's get things rolling with the good of the day.
The good of the day. You know, we love ourselves some minor league baseball.
I do. I love
minor league. And a lot of times, you know, they may fall into the bad category, the dumb category, because of a promotion that they're doing.
Sure.
But this one's a good one. This one, I think it would be awesome to do. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos.
Pensacola Blue Wahoos, yes.
They're a Twins AA affiliate.
Yep.
Well, they're currently listed on Airbnb.
Okay.
You can spend the night at the Blue Wahoo Stadium.
Oh, boy.
For $1,500 a night. But it accommodates up to 10 guests.
So are you sleeping on the field in tents?
No. You're sleeping inside the stadium. They have... One room has a bunch of bunk beds, like four bunk beds. Another room has two queen beds. They have a whole section that is kind of separate or somewhere in the stadium. I'm not exactly sure where in the stadium, where they have bedrooms. And you can go ahead and stay there. One of the things, you know, somebody was saying is like, hey, it could be a great bachelor party.
That's very true. Do you, and you have access to the whole place, right?
Yeah.
You can get with a 5-on-5 baseball game?
Yeah, I mean, like this. For the first time ever, a professional baseball stadium is available for rent on Airbnb, giving fans the most intimate, behind-the-scenes ballpark experience in history.
That is pretty cool.
Whether you like to host an unforgivable overnight trip with your youth league team, throw an unbeatable birthday bash, stage a corporate retreat that will make you an office hero, or spend your bachelor party living your sports dream, Blue Wahoo Stadium is the ultimate rental.
Is it $1,500 per person? Or
no.
So it's just whatever you bring.
It's $1,500, yeah. So, I mean,
so it's
you
up
bring,
to 10, but you bring 10 five.
People. Yeah, if you bring 10 people, it's $150 a night.
Okay, that's great.
That's not bad.
I would do $150 with some buddies to do that.
Oh,
that
my God,
sounds
yeah.
like fun. So, yeah, that sounds pretty neat. That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, included in the rental, guests will have access to the Wahoo's newly renovated clubhouse, a large bedroom, the batting cage, and baseball field during their stay.
Okay, that sounds great.
And I, as points out, it faces Pensacola Bay.
Oh, that's even better.
So it sits on the bay. If you type in Blue Wahoo Stadium Airbnb, you'll see the photos. And this is not a bad situation.
No, I'd easily do that. That sounds like a blast. You get 10 of your buddies to play some baseball, go to the cages,
yep.
Just chill out. There's the water, hang out in the clubhouse.
And if it's a bachelor party, this is safe fun.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, a lot of times, you know, people want to kick it up a notch and get you in trouble. If you book this for your buddy, the fiance, if you're the best man, right? Obviously, you're, you know, maybe a relative of the groom or you're the best friend of the groom. The fiance is loving you for this idea because there's no way you're bringing in bad things into
right.
the stadium.
No, that's true.
And I'm keeping it clean. You know, bad things
are. I want to know.
I'm looking at an aerial view of this. It sits right on Pensacola Bay.
And that's beautiful. What's a blue wahoo? Is that a fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wahoo is a fish.
And then you see the fish. Is this a blue fish?
The clubhouse, I mean, it's like, you know, stocked with leather couches, big
beautiful.
Screen TVs.
That's great. That's very smart.
Yeah.
It's amazing the creativity of people during this pandemic.
This is fantastic.
I bet you when this idea was brought up, at first, people went, no. And then the more they thought about it, they went, wait a minute. You're onto something. That is actually really a good idea. Because this is one of those ideas that the more it's percolating in my ever-racing mind, the more I'm like, this is pretty sweet. I'm thinking about how much fun that would actually be. That would be great. And since I have insomnia, I'd be up all night.
Oh,
I'd get to experience the whole ballpark.
You would. I mean, you'd just be walking around. You'd find a way to create trouble. You would end up stealing the bullpen cart.
Be trying to turn
donuts on the outfield.
The draft beer machines and those are already taken away.
But no, you have access to that.
You do?
I don't know if that's extra.
Right, but...
But it says, you know, want to hit friends, want to hit with your friends in our batting cage? Be our guest. Want to play catch on the field at 11:30 p.m.? Be our guest. Want to take batting practice while having a couple cold ones with the boys? Be our guest.
How fantastic is that? Yes.
You know, want to take down your siblings in ping pong and video games? I mean, they have video games in this thing. What?
It's too bad.
I'm thinking retreat now.
That's great.
God.
Now that's great. One other thought before we get to the bad.
Rip.
One other thought between the bed. It's really kind of, I know we're only getting this because of the coronavirus, but it is kind of too bad that you couldn't like hire popcorn and peanut guy and beer guy at your bachelor party.
Why can't you? I mean, like, they're not doing anything.
Well, can you bring them in? Like, could you, you know, like, just like, look, bring, like, who works here? Like, I'll give them $100 to come in and just walk around with peanuts, beer, and pretzels or whatever they're serving. And I just serve my buddies.
Yeah,
like,
put some of those day-old hot dogs on the rotator thing.
Yeah, whatever. Just put those hot dogs on the rotator thing. Give me the stale popcorn and just bring somebody to carry that around and we buy it off of him as we. That would be great. That'd be awesome.
I don't know. Well, I think that's just too much fun. That's fantastic.
Great. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is I stumbled upon this thing. Or you probably have seen it, like you're today years old. How old were you when you first learned about these type of things, right?
Yep.
I'm guaranteeing that you are today years old the first time you heard about a hammerhead bat.
Hammerhead bat? Never heard
hammerhead
about it.
Hammerhead bat.
I am today years old.
I text you the photo. We got to put this up on Twitter. We got to put up on Facebook page.
Let me take a look at the...
Because this is pure nightmare fuel.
All right. What is that?
If you guys have access to a computer right now, please type in the words hammerhead bat.
Okay, where do these exist?
Africa.
Okay.
Of course.
Why is this the first time I've ever heard of this?
Exactly. I showed it to my wife yesterday. She goes, no, that's a small dog with wings attached to it.
Yeah, that is exactly right.
It has a wingspan of... Just under 3 feet, or no, just over 3 feet.
This looks like a scary Muppet from Jim Henson's collection.
You know, that's exactly what it is. The Muppet movie,
right?
That had Jason Segel in it.
Yes,
and they had that one bad guy who turned good.
Yeah.
That's this guy.
That's that guy. Yes, exactly.
My God,
Sinister something. It was his name. Yes, that's him. Why in the world did we not? We should have known about this the second this was discovered.
all my wife kept thinking about was she was looking at this. She just kept saying, "There's like, so this thing flies.
It flies. Does it? Is it?"
She's like, "This thing fly right. If we're out there and somewhere, and it's like in Central Africa." Near the coast, into the Congo area. They're not endangered at all. I guess there's plenty of them to go around.
Oh, no.
While
don't think there's one or two of these things.
No. While doing my research.
It says,
as of 2016, it is evaluated as a least concerned species.
The lowest conservation
priority.
You know why? Because nobody wants to hunt them. Nobody wants to go near them.
No.
Nobody wants to do anything
and
with them.
They're not harmful to humans.
There's
one record of a hammerhead bat attacking a live chicken. However, this incident was based on anecdotal evidence and has not been validated in successive studies.
So maybe like if you go to the villages there and they're just like, no, they don't do anything.
The one thing that does scare me, because I'm getting all my good knowledge from Wikipedia, says humans hunt this large bat and consume it as bushmeat.
What?
You know, I'm hoping people start to rethink this.
No.
In the wake of everything that's happened.
Yeah. I don't need hammerhead bat virus.
No. But
I
this,
don't need to be dealing with that.
I had to share it. I came across it. I am talking about this so much right now.
That thing actually flies. That thing is so...
That's
petrifying.
I mean, yeah. It's probably the size of a, you know, when you look up in the sky and you see buzzards or vultures flying around, it's about that size.
God. Mosquitoes can't possibly feed this thing. What is it?
Not at all. No, I don't know what it eats.
If it doesn't eat humans, what exactly does it eat?
It eats anything it wants to eat.
Right. No kidding. My God, that looks like Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, now, you know what? I'm sorry to do this when you're battling insomnia because I know you're not sleeping now. Yeah, yeah, knowing this thing is out there.
Totally.
My bad.
Oh, my God.
Should have saved it for her after you came back and said, you know what? I got a good night's sleep,
yeah.
Ron.
No, no.
Oh, I got a story for you then. Probably should have saved it for then.
All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. Well, I had two. One, I cannot play on air. Okay. I'll have to send it to you, but my wife sent this to me, and I have to appreciate my wife for, you know, pitching in from time to time. She sent me this song that it is, oh my God, it is so catchy. I'm definitely going to put it on Facebook later.
All right.
Because you have to see it. It's basically a guy, like, I mean, he's probably in his late 70s at least, and he just wrote a song for staying at home.
Staying at home, Corona.
Yeah, but his whole thing is stay the bleep at home.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
But the song is so catchy. It is so earwormy that if I had the time or the stamina, I would go through and, you know, it might be a project for later on this week that I might actually be able to play it on air.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
But it's going to take some effort.
Well, like I said, my brain ain't doing a lot, so just pop me an earwormy song. That's good.
The other, I had another quick dumb that Elon Musk is a brilliant guy. We'd all agree, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, have we talked about what he named his kid?
No, I don't think we ever did. He named it like with symbols and letters form sounds.
They changed the name, by the way.
What did they name him?
Well, his name, I'm just going to have to spell it out. It was XAEA-12 or A-12.
Yeah.
Right?
But you couldn't pronounce that.
No, you can't. I mean, his reasoning behind it all was, or this was came from Grimes, his wife or baby mama. I don't know who she is.
Wife's name is Grimes?
Grimes, yeah. Okay. X is the unknown variable. AE, my elven spelling of AI, which is love and or artificial intelligence. A-12 is the precursor to the SR-17, our favorite aircraft. No weapons, no defense, just speed.
I can't
great
wait.
In battle. But non-violent. Then there's the plus sign. Then A is Archangel, my favorite song. So they did change the name. They got rid of the 1-2 and changed it to XII.
Oh, I can't wait till this kid's old enough. Yeah, what is he doing?
How do you pronounce this? I mean,
I don't know.
If you're a teacher and you see this, I mean, first of all, please, God, don't let this be a trend.
I can't wait till this kid's old enough and he goes, I'm changing my name to Michael. And they go, oh, yeah, what was your name before? I'm Elon Musk's kid. You tell me.
do we have to call him the artist formerly known as Elon Musk, baby?
Yeah, exactly.
Because when Prince changed his name to a symbol, none of us knew what to say. We just said the artist formerly known as Prince.
Right.
So, I mean, is this the artist formerly known as Baby? Or the baby formerly known as Baby? I don't even know.
Know my dad as this super brilliant billionaire scientist. I know him as a lunatic that named me an unpronounceable name.
What I want to know is when they yell at him, what are they saying?
Yeah, right. Right.
Because it's eventually going to happen. I mean, obviously, they don't believe it's going to happen. At your kids.
If I'm his kid, I go, until you can properly pronounce this nonsense, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. How about that? So good luck, Mom and Dad. I'm going to go smoke and drink and drive a car at 10. Bye. And the parents are frantically trying to pronounce the name.
I mean,
stop! Shoot, what do you got? Apercursor? That's not going to work.
It sounds like that one scene in Men in Black. Meet the twins, Bob and Wham Wham.
Exactly. That's right.
But what do you expect from Elon and Grimes?
Meanwhile, he's an arch criminal at 13. He's taking over the city. He has no parental discipline. It's fantastic. Way to go.
Maybe he'll have a pet hammerhead bat.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. That's what he should be doing. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb on Wake Up Call.